Spiritual the Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Spiritual the Podcast.
I'm Nikki Renfro Martinez.
And I'm Haley McAuley.
And thanks for tuning into another episode.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's New Year's Eve when this is coming out and when they're probably hearing this.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. I can't believe that 2020 is almost over. Before we really get into this episode, I have to say that me and Haley recorded this entire episode already, and it didn't record.
At all. Like, we were sure it was recording, and then after hanging up with the app we were using, it just didn't. Nothing was there. So that was fun.
Yeah. We're both at our own houses, so that's why we were using a special app, which we used before. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it didn't work this time. Mm-hmm. But if there's noises, like Mocha barking, that might be a thing. And of course, it didn't happen at all last episode, but
yep.
Now we'll see.
All right. This is 2020 still.
Yeah. We're really, truly not out of it, although we're so close. So.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about a couple things. We'll wrap up with our intentions. We'll talk about, Nikki will talk about Mooney stuff, of course.
Yes.
And before we get into all of that, how was your Christmas?
Oh, my Christmas was really good. Of course, different. You know, there was mask and not touching and being really cautious and careful. But other than that, it was really, really great. I mean, I really have nothing to complain about because I was able to spend time with family, and I know a lot of people either couldn't or made the choice not to keep everyone safe. And I was very lucky enough to not see anyone for 10 days so that Jose and I could see our families. And Jose, the same thing. We didn't hang out with friends or do anything leading up to Christmas. Mm-hmm. So we were really lucky that we were able to see people. So it was really, really, really nice and weird that, you know, smaller without our grandparents, or at least my grandparents, but still really, really great. I know the spirits never really leave us, so they were there.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
You're lucky too in that you're able to be so in tune with those spirits.
That is true. Although I do think we can all do it.
Yeah.
This is an episode where we talk about everyone being intuitive because we really all can do it. But how was your Christmas?
It was great. I was also lucky and then I got to see family. I was a little worried that I wouldn't be able to after not seeing family for Thanksgiving, but I got to see my dad and brothers and of course be in good contact with my mom. And it's always so good to see everybody. And we were talking earlier about like how it's funny both of us had, you know, relationships with our brothers that are 2 years younger than us, where growing up, it wasn't always like flowers and butterflies. And like, you know, you understandably fight a lot when you're that close in age, but also like siblings. But now it's just like so amazing to see both my brothers, and it's always so sad to leave them. And Jack's always been the little babe, and it was good to get to take care of him a little bit after other family left. And yeah, it was really nice. We made Norwegian food, which was our first time trying, like, without grandma. Some of it turned out really well, and some of it not so much. But we'll keep working on it. It was great. It was fun to see Jack roll lefse, and the boys pulled kringla, and my meatballs turned out well, and that was good.
So. I can't wait to try them. The only meatballs that I've known you to make were those ones in the microwave that we have our shows, and they were really good, too.
Those were Trader Joe's, really good, but not as good as Grandma Beverly's Norwegian meatballs.
Traveling and eating foods from other places or even trying new restaurants. We haven't tried any new restaurants since all of this. You know, we just go to our favorites because we want to support the ones that we love, and mm-hmm. You know the food's going to be good takeaway either way. So, yeah, I miss trying new foods, eating.
Yeah. Absolutely. Traveling, that's something that hopefully 2021 will bring. Traveling and new food, new places, new sites. Yeah.
But I do have to say, not traveling in 2020, I'm trying to find like the lessons in it, or like the good things coming from it, like saving money and knowing that I will be traveling again in the future, because why wouldn't I? I have money to go towards that and other things, and so much space to just really appreciate being at home.
Yeah.
which, I mean, of course, I think we all had maybe a little bit too much of being at home.
Yeah.
But a lot of good things came out of it, so.
That's true. That's a really good way to look at it with gratitude, because that can be hard after a year like this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was resisting. I mean, I'm sure all of us felt like we were resisting so much of the COVID things and the quarantine things. And I don't want to say that this is our new normal, because it's not our new normal. Like, things will be different and this is not normal how we're living. But I have just kind of shifted that this is what it is right now. So I have to just be here with what it is right now, mm-hmm. and not resist all those things. Because if they're not happening right now, so I have to let it go. Like, travel is not a thing that we could do. And of course, I do have I think I talked about this on the podcast before. I do have a trip planned to Italy in May.
Yeah.
But, and as devastated as I would be if I can't go, I've kind of, you know, I'm like, okay, we're going to be able to do those things when we're able to do those things. And right. If it's not right now, or if it's not then it will be. And I'm going to let it go.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. There's time to do those things. And in the meantime, we are like growing our appreciation even more and excitement for those things. And I think we're really lucky in that we and the people around us love and value traveling and seeing new other cultures and like being immersed in a part of that, because I think that's an appreciation that is so unique. Not that other people don't have it by any means, but it's such a good feeling to be, it's something that is such an exciting feeling to have in a new place. And now having that grow even more, it's just gonna, I think, I can't even imagine how amazing it will be when we finally can again, because it's, yeah, it's something that you can look forward to for truly, you could plan a trip for years from now, have excitement from now until then, you know.
100%. Yeah. It is great. And we will appreciate it so much more. Like, I'm just even thinking when I do get to travel, I'm going to probably cry. Or like being on a plane, I'm going to be like, oh, I love airplanes. Like, I'm going to scream and it's going to be great.
Yeah. Yeah. And we won't be like pissed waiting in, you know, in the lines at the airport. We're just going to be like, this is amazing. We can be standing in line in an airport and like love it. Yeah.
I'm really excited. I mean, I don't think I really hated it to begin with. I think I have always really enjoyed it. There are definitely some times where I didn't enjoy it and I did complain and I did really hate it, but we're going to really love it much more. Mm-hmm. So much more.
Yeah.
But for the energy that's going on right now, so moon things, just had a full moon on December 29th, so just a few days ago, which means you can still feel it. We are going to spend a little bit of time talking about it so that you can use this energy if you want to. And it really lends to going into the New Year's and the energy that we were talking about on our last episode. So it kind of all really ties in together. So this full moon was a cold moon, which doesn't really mean much. All the moons in each month have a different name and it's just like set that way. So the cold moon is in December, mostly because it's cold outside during this month. And it was in 8 degrees Cancer. So collectively, Cancer is all about emotion. So if you're feeling kind of like the floodgates opening up and just like a lot of emotions coming up, then that's really because of the full moon. And this moon is really asking us to process our emotions from 2020 so that we can go into 2021 with a clearer, more insightful picture of what's going on within ourselves. So again, if you're feeling repressed emotions, that might be happening right now, it'll definitely lead towards insight. So you wanna take your emotions that you're feeling and ask yourself, well, where is this? Why is this happening? Why is this coming up within me? Why is this being triggered? What can I learn from it? Like, I always say that emotions are valid, of course, and they're meant to be felt, and they're here to show us where we're in alignment or out of alignment, or where we can shift things, or where we need to just do some deeper work within ourselves. So pay attention to your emotions. This time, the moon is asking us to really, you know, sit with our feelings. And that might look like doing some more self-care practices, slowing down, letting yourself just like feel the things, because that's how you're going to come to those insights and reflect on what you're feeling, not pushing it aside. So yeah, that's really what this moon is all about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you want to know, I know I talked a little bit about this last episode, but if you want to know how it's going to affect you personally, you're going to find your natal chart, your birth chart. So it's like the circle thing. And it yours never changes. So it's literally a picture of the sky when you were born. But all of ours will look differently. You need your birth year or your birth date, the time, and the place. And you can just Google free birth chart and you can find it online really easily. A bunch of different things will be able to show it to you. So you would look at yours. You would look around the edges. And sometimes they have the symbols. So you'll have to know what the Cancer symbol looks like. But sometimes it'll say like Cancer, Gemini. All of those zodiac signs are around. And each one has 30 degrees. And then it switches to the next one. And then it's another 30. So it's like kind of like, if you're thinking of a pie, it looks like a pie. But they don't chop it off in those pieces. So I wish this was a video so people could see.
I know.
You would look at Cancer. You'd find it on your chart. And it'll be different for all of us. And then from left to right, you'll read 8 little dots. You want to go to 8. And that's where 8 degrees of Cancer falls for you. And then in the center of your natal chart, so like right in the middle, normally there's numbers 1 through 12, and those are the houses. So you'd line up where 8 degrees in Cancer is with one of those houses and see which one it falls under. And whichever house it falls under is where this moon is going to affect you. So I know the 6th house is all about career and work, and that's where it falls for me. So, and health. Health is big too. For the 6th house. So during this time, there's definitely been some things. Work things have shifted. Like my schedule's recently changed with some yoga classes, which was super unexpected. Health things have been coming up. Like I haven't been to the dentist in like a year because my last appointment was canceled because of COVID. So I'm going to make a dentist appointment. I'm going to make some doctor's appointment. This is where all these things are kind of bubbling up. And I'm like, oh, I need to be paying attention to this. So it's just showing you where you need to spend a little bit more time and awareness at. So yeah. Find that out.
I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah.
I'll look up yours because I've been doing all of this astrology deep dive during my winter break because I've had more time and I'm reading about Geminis and all this stuff. And Haley, I want to know what all your other signs are.
I know, me too. I know it. This is the time where I have more time than normal and I should just figure out when it was that I was born.
Yeah. Yeah. Super important.
Yeah. I'll do that for sure. And then I'll get back to you and maybe next episode I can figure it out. Yeah. I do think we need to post a video on Instagram of you just making that one motion of you with the circle and the, yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll do it.
So the new year is coming up.
Yes.
And we've talked about last year, we talked about how kind of we don't love resolutions because they turn into just goals and then it's kind of like a checklist and then you ditch it after you feel you fixed it or look at it as something to fix when it needs to be something else. Mm-hmm. So,
how do we do that this year? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we like to say intentions because that sounds like it comes from a more pure love, heart, soulful place versus a resolution, which is, like Haley already said, you're trying to resolve something with a resolution. So it's that idea of this needs to be fixed. And then once it's fixed, it's checked off your list and then it's done, which is not how I really like to do it. It makes it seem so like, I don't know. I just don't like that.
In a recorded episode, you said like external, which I do agree that.
There we go.
Yeah.
And then real episode of this that we recorded but did not record. I said external.
Yeah,
it does make it seem so much more outside of yourself. Like when you think about resolutions, you're thinking, you know, I'm going to go to the gym and exercise more so I can look a certain way and be more in shape, or I'm going to make more money, or I don't know, things that are like very much outside of you. And there sometimes comes with an external validation part. Yeah. So it's not saying that those things are bad, but I do think that more improvements and shifts happen on a bigger scale when it comes from within us and it connects back to within us versus it needing to be an external outside thing.
Yeah. And we talked about too how you know, saying you want to go to the gym can turn into saying my intention is to lead a healthier lifestyle and become less of a checklist and more of an intention that you'll carry out through the rest of your life. My grandma, actually, Grandma Beverly.
There's Mocha.
My grandma lost a bunch of weight over the last few years, and she actually sees a personal trainer twice a week. Mickey knows my grandma. She's like the coolest person. She's an actual angel on earth. But she basically, she said something that then her doctor ended up like hanging up her quote on the wall. She was really proud of it. She said she wasn't willing to do anything that she wasn't planning to do for the rest of her life. Meaning, I'm not going to go on some insane diet that's going to make me miserable and I'm going to be done with it when I've seen results. Like, I'm going to implement changes that will last forever. And she really has done that. It's really amazing. But I think that's kind of a great way of looking at an intention too, and as opposed to a resolution, in that it's going to be some like a change you want to live out and just do and then be done with.
And I love that you said that it needs to be sustainable. You don't want it to be this thing that you do for a few weeks or a year, and then you're like, all right, I did that. What's the point?
Right.
What was the point of doing that for just a year?
Yeah.
Especially if it's something, you know, health-based, you want to keep that going. So right. With intentions, it's more about the energy that you want to bring in and like the things you want to cultivate from inside out so that it's not conditional. You know, like, of course, there are some things that will be based off of some sort of conditions sometimes, or there are some external things that are needed that you do want to make goals for and resolutions for. But a lot of times when you make an intention that is with the feeling, then those external things that we feel like we sometimes need to have in order to feel that way, you're reminded that you actually don't really need all of those things. Mm-hmm. You don't need to make all this money, you know, to feel a certain way. Like, you can feel that certain way without that money. So then when you do make that money, you're not attached to it in the same way. You know, mm-hmm. It doesn't become a part of your identity and a part of you that needs it. It's just, you know, an extra bonus on top of all that other stuff that you've worked on yourself with, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we like to make it based off of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So before making intentions, I always think it's really great to reflect on the past year and think about what was really great during that year. And I know 2020, it's easy to say this year was just really a shit show and was a hot mess in a lot of ways it was. But I also think that for some people, myself included, coming from a very privileged place, 2020 wasn't a bad year for me. Of course, there were things that were bad, and I was very stressed and feeling a lot of anxiety about a lot of different things, but a lot of really great things also happened during this year too. And it's important to not just push those off to the side just because everyone else is feeling, you know, this year was bad. So when making your intentions, reflect on the good things that happened. You know, what do you want to take away from those? What did you cultivate? Where did you grow? You also want to think about the things that weren't so great, the more icky or challenging moments. And instead of pushing them off and thinking that they're these negative things that you want to let go of, it's better to think of it as, what did I learn from this? How is this here for my growth? How did this happen in my life to support me in another area? So just kind of shifting your perspective so that it's coming from a more loving and whole place. And then from those things and reflecting on both of those, then make your intentions. And I think it'll be much more informed when you're able to reflect and then decide what energy you want to keep going with.
I agree. I totally agree. Yeah. So what are your intentions for?
I want you to go first.
Oh,
okay. First last time.
Okay. My intentions really revolve around some big things that I've been talking about in therapy, which I've talked about on here before, that I started therapy this year. And I think that's truly the highlight, like the most positive thing that happened in 2020 for me. And we've been focusing on setting boundaries and looking at core values. So with setting boundaries, I think, is the bigger one, where it's just, I think I've had a couple of really great examples this year on what I expect for the people I love in my life and how they should be treated, and the messages they should be getting from those around them, and setting high expectations and in turn boundaries for them. And then realizing that I should be able to set the same boundaries and expectations for myself and find value in those ways. And then the core values part has just been that I think I'm already starting to realize earlier people's core values and where mine come from too, and what I want mine to look like, even when I, you know, realizing that I can write down what I want my core values to be on a piece of paper, but it doesn't mean that they are. And I can come to those from a more real place if I can look at myself in a more real light. So yeah, I think those would be my big ones. Then additionally, also just focusing on communication, because I am realizing how many of my friends are in like big transition points, as well as most people our age and myself included, moving out of the city, being, you know, in and out a lot, or just living in different places, but still really wanting to make sure that I am putting time and effort into friendships that means like the world to me. And I know that I'm a bad communicator. Via text, digitally, I'm a bad communicator. I just am. So I like finding new ways, random phone calls or FaceTimes that strengthen those friendships, because I think in this time too of isolation and COVID, it's like, man, I really miss these people and I love them so much. And I want to make sure that I know what's going on in their lives and know that they know how much they matter to me. And so, yeah.
Those are really good ones. Boundaries and values and staying connected.
Yeah.
I feel like this past year has taught us so much of the importance of staying connected to the people that we love and appreciating the time that we have with our family and friends. And yeah, I think that's a really good one.
Thanks.
I feel like I should steal that one.
Okay.
And my big overarching intention for the whole year is going to be to really allow myself to step into my power more. So that looks like not doubting myself, being confident in who I am, or like my opinions and my ideas, and letting myself be authentic in how I share that. I think I definitely overanalyze so many of the things that I say or do because I'm scared people are going to judge me or whatever the case is, or I need to look a certain way. And I don't want to do that. And I think I haven't been doing that recently, but even starting grad school, there are so many times where participating in class, I would be so hesitant or nervous to speak up or share my opinion and would nitpick it and want to make sure I'm going to say the right thing. And then the moment would pass or someone else would say literally exactly what I was thinking and it was so spot on. And I'm just like, I need to let go of things needing to be perfect for it to kind of come out.
Yeah.
And we're all imperfect within our imperfections in our own ways. So it doesn't need to be something else. I can just be me, and that's fine. Like, that's enough.
Absolutely.
That's mine. Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
I think that's something that a lot of people struggle with too, but when it make the effort to be like, no, let me just be a little bit more unfiltered or vulnerable, or like not uncaring, but like, yeah, proud and confident. So.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. That's a big one, I think. And yeah, I don't think I would have been at this place if it wasn't for 2020 and the other things that I've experienced during this time, like the good things, like doing the intuitive course.
Mm-hmm.
Psychic things, like there were a lot of good things that came out of 2020 for me.
Yeah.
And a lot of light shed on a lot of things that are out of alignment too.
Mm.
So, yeah. I'm grateful for my experience, and I'm so excited for 2021. I hope, keep my fingers crossed, that a lot of even better things come out for the collective, especially, because yeah, it was a wild year.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
What was that question that I asked you?
Oh, yeah, I know. I kind of wrapped it into my intentions. I, like, totally just beefed it. But you, it was, like, what lessons have you learned, which mine was really the boundary setting and the core values part. But yours, in the last unrecorded episode, about, like, basically love and, yeah, like, being able to, like, fully love people. Do you want to go into that? Because that was really good.
Yeah. So, on our... if that was unclear for listeners, like we said, we did this entire episode and it was so good. And then it wasn't recorded, which is so annoying. But I had asked Haley what were her biggest lessons from 2020. And she kind of, this episode wrapped them up with her intentions for the year. But one of my biggest lessons that I'm still learning, and I'm sure I will never be done learning, is about just like what love really is and how it's so innate within us, but also society has kind of chipped away at what it means. And so just coming back to that like innate feeling of love and compassion and how that means accepting yourself as you are and really letting other people be who they are too. Like if you really love something, you're not gonna ask it to change. And you're gonna see that that person or thing is perfect in their own way. And that is, that's love, and they are love, and we're all love. And if you're trying to change it, then it's almost contradictory to what love is and compassion and kindness is. So yeah, that's a big lesson I think 2020 has taught me with connections to people and friends and myself. And I'm sure 2021, I'm expecting it to continue those lessons. Cause yeah,
that's a good one. I like that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like 2020 was just like all the lessons.
A lot of lessons. It felt like 3 years in 1 year.
Some moments felt like literally a blink of the eye, and then other moments literally felt like 10 years.
Yeah.
Like the election time, those like 3 or 4 days, however long it took, felt mm-hmm. like 10 years.
Oh, yes.
The moments that were so quick.
Yeah.
But I am excited for a new year and a shift of energy and a new president. And not solve everything right away, but.
Right. But it's hopeful. What you drinking?
I am drinking Bartonera. It's a Moscato that's bubbly. And it's really good and it's really sweet. And I used to drink it in college with my friends. And it's not in a lot of places, but it is at Benny's and Target. So whenever I go to Target and I see it, I have to grab it. It's really good.
Nice.
I think I know you don't love sweet things.
I don't.
But this isn't sickly sweet. There's some things that are super sweet where it's kind of like, this is like almost too much. It's almost like candy or medicine in your mouth. Yeah. This is really good. It's not like that. You would love.
Okay. I'm curious. I wanna try it sometime.
$12 or something.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. Yeah, I was telling Nikki that where my family lives in Cleveland, there's a grocery store that is a nice grocery store called Heinen's, but the best part of it is that it has a great wine section in general, but then they also have a wall that's all 92 points and above, and most of them are under $25. There's one higher shelf that's, you know, more than that, but it's really cool. I like, am glad that there's not one near me because I think it would be trouble, but it was great. So it was fun to play with some wines there. Yeah, that was really nice. There was a white that I really liked that I got there. And I think I maybe took a picture. Let me see if I can find it real quick so I can say it. The red I got there, I actually wasn't obsessed with, but there was a red that I took home or that I like brought back called Amicone, which I haven't tried yet. And I'll maybe talk about that next time if I like it.
Is your dad a big wine drinker?
He likes wine. He'll get wine in prep for me coming, but he'll be like really excited that he found like a $6 Merlot that he likes, which is awesome. But I'm like, you have an amazing wine section, so please let me, you know, go and get the wine so that I can like experiment. But he likes it. He's into it. He likes Malbec, which is great. I also love Malbec.
I have a question. When you're going to the store to pick out your wines, how do you pick out good wines? Like, do you just go by the label? Do you know which wines are good already? Do you Google it while you're walking around?
Sometimes it's trial and error. I almost, I almost never Google them because I feel like when people, you know, even a friend told me about Vivino, the app, but it's like, these are just randos talking about their preference in one, which is totally fine. It's great to know what other people like too, but I think everybody really has their own taste. Mm-hmm. And so there's a few that I have always been my go-tos from college. And often, like, if a store sells Clinker Brick Zinfandel and, like, the person working there has had that, then I'll ask them, like, if I like this, what else would I like? I did that at Evan Street mm-hmm. Liquors, and they recommended Bone Shaker Zinfandel, which now is, like, another favorite of mine. Yeah. So, and there's, you know, there's usually, if it's from, because now that I've been to, like, the Napa area, if I know that I could potentially go to this place, then I'm like curious about their wine. So this one, I found it, the Sauvignon Blanc I had there. It was from Saint-Exupéry in Napa Valley, and it was their Sauvignon Blanc, and it was really good. Sometimes they'll have, you know, little cards. And so, like, if I can read the cards and read that it's, I love dry wines, I love full-bodied wines, and I like dark fruits in my red wines, then I'll like, it, that those are good signs. I like big tannins. So yeah, there's like keywords. If I see, then I'm into it. But yeah, sometimes it's trial and error. Yeah.
I know. Whenever I go to the wine place over here, I never know what to get. So I always get jam jar. Mm-hmm. But when they don't have jam jar, they recommend this other wine, which I don't like. It's too sweet. It's like a sickly sweet thing.
Okay.
When they tell me that one and I'm like, no, I don't like that. They never have anything else to recommend. Mm. And so then at that point, and then when they're recommending this other wine that isn't jam jar that I don't like, I'm always like, oh, I don't want to listen to you now about right. Like, cause that's not a good wine. It does. It's too much.
Is it like syrupy, like thick sweet or like?
It's this wine. I don't know what color it's supposed to be. It's in between a red and rosé. It's like that weird light, but then too dark for rosé, and it is like sickly sweet, I think. So it's not my jam. So yeah, no, I never know what other things, like sometimes I'll just grab things and it works out. The other day I grabbed something, it was a Chianti, and it was quite cheap, so I shouldn't be surprised, but it did not taste good. Like I threw out the bottle. I drank a few, maybe a glass or two, and was like, I don't like this. I'm gonna toss it. So yeah, I need to figure out how to shop for wine because I don't know.
Yeah.
You guys listening, if you have wine recommendations, because at this point you've heard, I like sweet wines. Haley doesn't love the sweet wines. She likes more dry things. If you have recommendations for us, tell us. And then we'll shout you out and try them on our episodes because it doesn't really seem like we're going to be going to too many restaurants anytime soon.
Right. Send us your intentions. Nikki's going to post some cool polls soon. But otherwise, have an amazing new year. And we'll be back in a couple weeks with another episode.
We'll be back in 2 weeks. I feel like we've gotten back into our swing.
Yeah.
So now we're not stopping. Although, Haley, we need to think about, I think that our next episode, start our season 2. I think it'll be season 2. So I think this is the end of season 1.
Yes.
Really exciting.
I think it's that way too. That sounds good. Started in the year.
I think so. Ah, yeah. So yay. Season finale. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yes. Love it.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good New Year's Eve. A good New Year. Stay warm. Stay safe.
Yes. Yeah. Wear your mask. Don't go crazy. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back soon.
Turn this off.
I don't know.